This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show. At Tutor.com, we believe that every student deserves a personal tutor, and we are dedicated to promoting equity, opportunity, and achievement for all learners. To that end, we partner with colleges and universities, K-12 schools and districts, public and state libraries, employee benefits programs, and the U.S. military to provide 24/7, on-demand, individualized tutoring and homework help in more than 250 subjects. Learn more at Tutor.com. A service of the Princeton Review.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. Real excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me. My name is John Calvo. I'm the Vice President of Institutional Sales at Princeton Review and Tutor.com. Love the company. I've been here for 13 years, and it's fun to just keep doing what we're doing, growing, expanding. It's a great time.
Yeah. So what's new? What's going down? What's happening at this conference and, you know, the rest of this semester, as we say in education, through the spring for student outcome, because that's what you guys do at Tutor. You
know? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, especially, you know, at the event in our booth downstairs. So we're booth 108. And this year we've come up with a really cool theme. It's called the Equity Grove. Right. So we literally have a giant tree as part of our booth, which is really cool, and different groves of our business. Right. So between Tutor.com and the Princeton Review, we've been doing this for, you know, combined 65 years. Right. So we're not new to the space. We're not new to ed tech, right? Been doing it for a long time. So we're taking prospects, our customers, through the history of what we do, and that's through test preparation, that's on-demand tutoring, that is high-dosage tutoring, and it's AI. So we have something for everybody down there, no matter if it's all of them or just, you know, one or the other. It's a great way to connect.
All right, so you brought up you brought it up, so we're just going to dive right into
Talk about
what you guys are doing in relation to AI and where you see it going.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's something that is really important, right? Everyone's talking about looking at it, but I think you have to be really thoughtful about how it works, right? Mm-hmm. I don't foresee it, at least now, it's like the solution to everything. It's not it, right? There is such a human component around education, right? And so the way that we're looking at AI is we have an AI essay review that can help students get feedback on their essay, right? But it's not rewriting that essay, right? It's really giving them actionable places, suggestions to go back, do multiple drafts before they turn in. And we're also working on doing a chatbot AI for tutoring, but it's designed to be, this is the first thing you do, right? And if you need more help, it connects you to a live person, right? Or if you just want to talk to a live person, that's it. Like, that is at the core of who we are. Amazing people, amazing tutors. And if AI can help us get someone to that tutor faster, that's really what we want to do.
Yeah. I love that. You know, that's the thing about AI, and I've said this for weeks now, months. Reading, writing, critical thinking, problem solving. And when we're talking about tutoring, you know, that's not what they need at that point. They need tutoring help. They need AI is going to be there to say, hey, try this better.
You know, exactly.
And then we're going to have that human element follow back up and say, let's get to this point right here.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of expand, I mean, one of the things that's important to us is we're building out this AI chatbot, right? Was to always have a functionality that's going to say, you know what, I just need a live tutor right now.
Yeah.
Or if the student keeps asking a question, the AI is not fixing it, it's going to connect them to a live tutor right now. Who's that subject specific expert, right? And that is, to me, how do you get to the right place as fast, as efficiently as possible without losing someone, right? Like, students, they can't find out where to go and don't come back. Right. And so we want to mitigate that. Right. We want students to know where to go, get that help as efficiently as possible.
So right now I'm on the floor at the expo hall and I visit the booth, and what's going to be the big thing for me as a classroom teacher? I'm a fourth grade teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to hit me hard from you guys right now when I walk into the atmosphere that you guys have created on the floor?
Yeah. I mean, so I think if you're coming in as a fourth grade teacher, right, two of the things that we have that are really going to stand out is going to be the on-demand tutoring that we have, right? We've been doing this for over 20 years, right? So we didn't come out when ESSER funding came out, right? We started in the library market because over 20 years ago, the world wasn't one-to-one devices. Not everybody had internet, and it was an awesome way to connect with the local community to get students to connect to live online tutors, right? So we've been doing that for a long time. We can help K-12, and we just released an ESSA Level 2 study that was done through a third-party Learn platform that really just showed things that we've known for a long time, right? And really what it showed was students who used it compared to who didn't saw an increase in their GPA. It really helped students students that were getting D's and F's, right, really reduced that, and it also helped with attendance, right? So on-demand tutoring is a great way to have like this wraparound service mm-hmm. that is a support, but if it doesn't have all the data going back to the school, it's not as powerful, right? So making sure that school knows this is what the student came to us for, this is what they're working on, this is where they got stuck, and then we give them all the insights, something like, you know, a student came to us for, you know, it was addition, they got stuck. We want them to know they didn't have that prerequisite knowledge, and we share that instantly back to that administration, that teacher, so they can kind of look at that in real time. It's not ever designed to be, you know, tutoring happens over here and school's progressing this way. They have to be intertwined, and I think that's a really powerful thing.
So one of the things that kind of runs through my head, especially, you know, and even though we're now 4 years out from, you know, the pandemic, it still has an impact yeah. on those students who went through the pandemic. And now 4 years later, you know, you've now got students who are, you know, kindergarten, first, second grade, and now they're fourth, fifth, sixth grade. Yeah. How has that impacted what you guys are seeing at Tutor.com in relation to students seeking tutoring? You know, was it uptick, downtick, about the same?
Yeah.
What have you seen as kind of this, the aftermath of getting back into, quote, regular school?
Yeah, maybe I can answer it two ways. I think one, in terms of like how we are as an organization, is it, you have to just evolve, right? I think, I mean, we've had on-demand for 20 years. It's right. great. Students opt in. Yeah. And more students are using it than ever. The longer they have in a school, we see the more adoption we get. But to your point of like, there are students now that could be one, two, three grade levels behind, yeah. right? Especially as you're going from like eighth to ninth grade, you have to be algebra ready, right? And so one of the things that we launched was high dosage tutoring, which is a separate product that we have, right? And that was really designed to be pre-scheduled, making sure they have the same tutor, right? We're delivering our content, whether that's middle school math or algebra one, and that's really targeting students that are behind, who really need that dedicated, you know, tutoring that we've aligned to the Annenberg Institute of Education, everything that we're doing, right? So I think it's just evolving, right? On-demand is an amazing thing that we have, great results, right? It's a wraparound service, but some students need something different, right? They need something more targeted, more specific, and that's what high-dose tutoring does.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that it's on-demand, and that means in my classroom every day, I can use it, you know?
Yeah,
when I'm evaluating that first morning, that first little small, hey, let's check this out. Okay, hey, Jeff and David need a little help. Let's pop over here, pull your Chromebooks out, let's get this taken care of.
No, it's awesome. I think that is, every school we work with uses it different, and I think that's what makes it so attractive, right? Yeah. So I have schools that teachers, they want students to work in centers, and they work on a problem, they each get their own tutor during the school day. That's awesome. I have schools who want students to use it to help prepare for homework, to help prepare for a test, so that flexibility is what makes it so powerful.
Yeah, so that's my next question, the teachers. You know, that's where we are now. Retention is yeah. hard. It's and hard. They're very concerned about what they're putting in their classroom and how they're going to use it. Yeah. So let's talk about that PD opportunity for them and how you guys support the teacher, yeah. not just the student, but that educator on the other end.
Yeah, I mean, so anything that is difficult, confusing, time-consuming to learn probably isn't going to work in a classroom anymore, right? Like, every teacher is overwhelmed everywhere at the same time, yeah. right? So we try to make it as simple as possible. We want to build it right into that learning management system where a student can just click into Schoology, Clever, whatever they're using. They instantly get that access. And then we're providing all that support to teachers, right? So whether we're working with aides, we're working with the teachers, but the one thing we've learned is in order for something to really work, be effective, every stakeholder needs to understand how it works, right? From board members to district administration to teachers to students and families. And once you connect all those together, that's really where you get that buy-in. That's where it makes sense, right? Because if someone's out of that group's moving in a different direction, it's not going to take off. It's going to be a burden, right? So we really work holistically to get everyone working together.
So let's talk about that. You know, you guys have a history. You've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
You know, if we go even back before the 20 years of Tutor, you know, let's put both entities together. So let's talk about that pivot. You know, you guys easily pivot. It's obvious to tell as comfortable as you are talking about it, you guys know what you're doing. So let's talk about that pivot that happened you know, the big pivot, you know, when you went from, hey, just a few computers in a classroom, just a, maybe one in a library, this is what we're doing, tutor, to where we are now and the impact that you've seen that it's made.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime we pivot, whether it's expanding on demand from libraries to K-12 to higher education, the work we're doing to even launching high-dose tutoring, it's not us sitting in a room saying, like, what's the next thing, right? We just listen to what partners say, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of the things that we built for high dosage tutoring were from our on-demand partners. Like, listen, I love the on-demand. It's awesome. But I also have a subset of students that really need some content-driven direct tutoring during mm-hmm. the school day. How can you help us? And that was really the start of how we started launching those products. So it's honestly just, sounds like a silly, simple answer. It's just listening. Like, I can't just come up with a great thing and all of a sudden it takes off. Like, our partners dictate where we go.
So I want to change gears just a little bit, just for our listeners who may not understand what the Princeton reviews are and how that comes into play. Talk a little bit about how that all ties together.
Yeah, right. So Princeton Review has been around for a long time, right? Over mm-hmm. 40 years, we're going to be doing test preparation, helping students understand what it's like to take a standardized test, right? And one of the missions that we have is so many of our partners, so many times they're first college-bound students, right? Their families have never attended college, and they've never seen that test, and parents can't help them, mm-hmm. right? And it's, the SAT is not similar to a test you take in school. It's very different, right? And so all of a sudden, we kind of think of it like a marathon, right? If you, like, I know how to run, but it doesn't mean I can run for 13 miles first time ever, right? So we really want to make sure students understand, like, here's how this test works. Here's some universal strategies. Here's what shows up. Here's how it's different than a timed 40-minute test, right? So we want to build a lot of those strategies, right? And as we sort of evolved, we wanted to start incorporating elements of both brands into single products, right? So like Tutor.com, now you also get free access to test preparation from the Princeton Review, access to AP. So really finding ways to just blend things together and give these, you know, these great rounded experiences to students and partners.
Well, one of the things I really like about that is if you've got a student who's been using the Tutor.com and they're getting to the point where they need to start thinking about their SATs, yeah. you know, and taking those college-bound standardized tests, you know, they're already familiar with the platform, plus they've built that confidence of using tutor.com, and so when they, you know, now when they transition over to, all right, now I need that the marathon training, you know, let's get this training for this, at least from my thinking anyway, I don't think it would be as kind of big and scary as it might be as somebody who's just diving straight into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think even on the face, we've really tried hard for a long time to say, like, let's demystify this SAT. Like, let's not make it so terrifying, right? Like, here are just some things that, like, people know that maybe you don't know. Now, here's how we need to sort of approach this. And you're right about students, right? I think easy to find, easy to use, visibility plays such a big role, right? If a student can't find it, they're not going to use it. They're not going to look for it again, right? So we really work hard to figure out where we can integrate these things and bring it to students so they do find them and they feel comfortable using them and really can benefit from what we have.
Yeah. So along that line of talking about students comfort, you're being comfortable, being relaxed doing this, for the educators and the administrators out there, let's talk UX. Let's talk about what a first grader sees, what a 10th grader sees.
Yeah.
And what topics are we, what subjects are we talking about? Because that might be a question that an educator says, well, you know, I teach social studies to 6th graders. Mm-hmm. Where does this fall in the line? And what's it look like for a 6th grader compared to a senior?
Yeah, I mean, so we have subjects that range from, like, you know, just simple like arithmetic and elementary math, all the way up to Algebra 2 and higher education programs, and, you know, we do course mapping to college and university, so we do have like a big gamut of what we do.
Yeah.
Probably the most important thing that we do around on-demand tutoring is how we allow students to work with us, right? We give them options. And so there's two ways to use on-demand. I think most people are familiar with like this chat, right? Where you type back and forth and you get answers and you can use a whiteboard. But it was always important for us to have a voice component. Mm. And if you are going to be a third grade student, sometimes it's really confusing to even know what the question's asking you, let alone to type your question, right? There's a huge variance in just understanding that, right? I have a first grader and sometimes he doesn't understand the question, doesn't know what he's supposed to do, and now I'm thinking of him, how does he type that out to articulate that mm-hmm. to a tutor, right? So having this voice capability allows students and parents to connect with a tutor, right, just in real time. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. And we also allow students to pre-schedule, right? So they can mark a favorite tutor, right? They're working with Sarah, she's amazing, she's so helpful to this parent. They can continue to work with her too. Mm-hmm. So you can build that bond, that rapport with on-demand tutoring. That's really a great way of how we sort of differentiate with younger learners who sort of need that conversational component versus, you know, older students who might just say, like, I'm stuck here. Can you just, you know, help me with this X, Y axis and I just need to be on my way, right? So right. It's a huge way of how we do that.
Well, I think I found my career in this as I retire, as I'm just going to, you know, go to work and teach online. I think
you're going to be a tutor for a tutor.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You didn't know you were coming to recruit, did you?
Yeah, you know, always looking.
So I love that idea. I mean, it's, you know, it's exactly where we should be at this point, where the students are at, meeting them at that one point. So if our educators out there, administrators, want to know, this is a question I like to ask. Onboarding, how long does it take? What's it going to take for our district to make this happen, for my classroom to make this happen? You know, that's all about time.
Sure.
What are they looking at?
I mean, so I think it depends on the product, right? Because we have a bunch of products from test preparation to on-demand tutoring to high doses tutoring, sure. Right? So generally with our on-demand tutoring, we're looking at like 2 weeks to try to get something up and running, right? And a big part of that, again, is also like the marketing components and getting those stakeholders on board and families, right? So build a lot of awareness.
Yeah.
And that continues, right? It's not like 2 weeks and like, it's perfect. Like that component of driving awareness and excitement, that goes on throughout the course of the year, to be quite honest. So like you can start using it in 2 weeks and then we really build out this long-term plan. If we're gonna do something like high dosage tutoring, it takes a little bit longer because we're delivering content, we're mapping it to the scope and sequence of that district, and we need to be in complete alignment to your point earlier, right? Of like, you can't be on a different page from that teacher or all of a sudden you're a distraction and like it's not gonna happen, right? So we're really particular about how we sync up with what's happening in that classroom. So different products have different things, but the end goal is as fast as we can, right? If we can go faster, we will, but always want to be as fast as we can.
Well, it's really cool what you guys have on the expo floor, and you're going to be at ISTE in June. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're going to be there, make sure you go by, make sure you visit with them. Or if they want to find out more information, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, you can always go to tutor.com, check out all the services we have. Or if you're interested in any kind of test preparation, always go to princetonreview.com.
Awesome. John, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a blast. Thanks, guys.
All right.
It was fun.
At tutor.com, we believe that every student deserves a personal tutor, and we are dedicated to promoting equity, opportunity, and achievement for all learners. To that end, we partner with colleges and universities, K-12 schools and districts, public and state libraries, employee benefits programs, and the U.S. military to provide 24/7 on-demand individualized tutoring and homework help in more than 250 subjects. Learn more at tutor.com. A service of the Princeton Review. Thanks for listening to this episode of EduTech Guys. Listen to other episodes at edutechguys.com.